Here's a possible connection. We're early on made to be familiar with Kant's claim that nothing is good without qualification except a good will. And I suppose if an Aristotelian were to read that, he would say, well, what about all these virtues? And maybe Kant could say, well, look, you could have somebody who's moderate in area X, Y, or Z, and that would really turn out to be a vice. And someone this morning, with respect to obedience, there was wrongful obedience, suggested that the person ought to be more moderate in the obedience. But it seems like an Aristotelian would say all of the focusing, deficiency, excess, has already been taken care of when you identify the virtue. And having identified the virtue, it makes no sense to say, but be moderate in the practice of it. And along those lines, I'm certainly no friend of Foucault. I am a great friend of Jacques Maritain. And both of them spoke about the response of amor fou, a kind of mad love. But not mad in the sense of crazy, mad in the sense of self-displacing love, ecstatic love. And I think that that's something that can be woven into all of this. And if one has amor fou, then one won't have this kind of focused temperance.
Thank you. That, in connection with Kant, that's what I put to Laude Solitude up here. Ahanta, the man who lives in the basement crushing paper in this book, is as amazed by the starry firmament outside as by the well inside. And there's another one I commend to you all's attention like crazy.
So the lesson is moderation in all things, including temperance.
you have to remember, moderation is a good thing if you don't overdo it.
There you go.
Well said. But I wonder if Aristotle's idea of mean, if you understand, he qualifies it as applicable to each individual as a reasonable person would judge it, gives you the flexibility. It's not just an absolute rigid moderation.
Right.
But you have to act in the circumstance and according to your capacity. And I think that you might be able to accommodate even those extreme cases as being the rational thing to do.
Right.
That's how I read them, as acting reasonably. And, you know, you avoid the two extremes, but it's not a fixed moderate amount. It varies in every case. That to me is the beauty of Aristotle's ethics, is flexible.
And I think one of the things, of course, is that the writers we're talking about are operating not in an Aristotelian political realm. They're not looking for the Aristos to do their thing. They want the freedom for the poor old Pavels to realize, I'm not up to it. I mean, Aristotle would understand Pavel's failure and go on and talk to somebody else.
Right. And it's not about ascribing to a legalistic prescription. It's about what
yeah,
you're talking
yeah.
about.
What's the reasonable thing to do here and now?
Exactly.
If my wife is injured, I have to go to the emergency room. How would you speak of it?
Yep. No, I have some Calvinism in me, though, so I'm a total depravity thing. My faith in our ability to always do that reliably is a question, but yeah. Yes.
No, go ahead.
I just two quick thoughts. One is a paper by Paul Ramsey, a theologian, which I only know about secondhand, but he attacks temperance precisely on the grounds that Christianity is about an excessive kind of unlimited response to God, which seems to tie with some of the things you're saying. The other is that in Aquinas, the virtue of caritas, love, charity, doesn't have a mean, it doesn't have a mode. Its mode is not to have a mode, because the more you love God, the better. So there's this kind of unlimited kind of excess to charity, which you know, Aquinas sort of puts forward, which is something sort of resonating anyway with the response in your, at least in the third novel that you're sort of talking about.
And obviously we've been dishonest and set up a straw man here in the first place by saying, ha ha, you silly Aristotle. I mean, yeah, we know better than that. But this hasn't got so much to do with no to Aristotle or Thomas or anybody else. This has to do with some people saying yes to God.
But I think it's worth pointing out straw men because they're similitudes of temperance, as it were, which aren't the real thing. And it's worth saying, well, true temperance isn't like that.
Yeah. Well, thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.